Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, John Stewie of Molinos de Puerto Rico. And John, when we took the break, you were describing about where the company is headed. And I'd like to know a little bit about where you're headed in terms of your vision, in terms of your career and your interests. 17 years in Puerto Rico, you're married to a Puerto Rican, so you're part of us. Where do you see yourself headed?
Well, as you and I talked, I think I need to start taking some time to do the things that I feel adamant about on both my personal life and professional, and take a little more time to focus on those. From a professional standpoint, I think what I would like to see is maybe get a little more involved in the opportunity with the youth and how the people are coming up through the educational process in Puerto Rico. As we discussed, I think the number one issue here is really education. And if I can help in a certain way, and I didn't believe that all the time, this is something that I've developed over time and my thinking and the way I look at things. If I can help contribute to the development of an individual growing up in this community. And once again, as I said, it's a densely populated island. We need to learn how we can live together, how we can do it more equitably and with more etiquette. And part of that has to do with how we present ourselves and function in the community. And I think that from that aspect, from the business part, how do you play as a team? Going back to your question to me about athletics, is how can we work as a team to solve and look at things? I just feel so strongly that what they're receiving today is not what they need, really, to function societally here in Puerto Rico. And I would like to help contribute to that in a certain way, take whatever experiences I had. How do you work in environments? As we also talked, Jorge, I've been the social minority for the last 26 years, basically, and I've had to learn how to live and work in these societies. And there are things that we can build off of, and how do we do it in a more cooperative manner? So I'm kind of interested in saying, listen, how can I contribute a little bit more? How can this business even, can we tie in? We are part of many different groups, but I would start taking a look at other things that we're not doing and maybe how we can help with that.
And of course, the operation is in Cataño, and I've seen it kind of, but I've never been here. And it's one of the many businesses in this Cataño Buchanan area, which is relatively industrialized. People, I don't think, realize how industrialized this section is. How many employees do you have here in Molinos de Puerto Rico?
We're close to 100, and about half union and the other half administrative, which includes sales, marketing, was credit. It's a fully functional business. We are a Puerto Rico corporation.
Except for credit, I think you said.
Yeah,
everything
it
else,
but was.
Commodity purchases are
we,
done
we
by
do our
you.
Commodity.
So it's a pretty vertically integrated operation.
Exactly.
So it's John, has been a pleasure meeting you and having you on my program. And I look forward to seeing you again on the program and seeing how things develop. I know you always have something new. The latest thing, I think you told me, was Goya. You're doing the rice production for Goya, which is the Goya rice. So there's always a new wrinkle coming around the corner.
Well, thank you, Jorge. If there's any more information you'd like, please let me know. We're here for the community and I want to continue to be part of it.
Well, take care. Have a good day. Have a good week. And I usually tell my listeners, to hopefully not have much stress. And to the extent you have stress and conflict, you're able to resolve them. And you got a lot big operation here, and you've got the work cut out for you. And I congratulate you for what you've achieved and for your loyalty to Puerto Rico and your interest in Puerto Rico, John.
Thank you.
Take care.